Marty, Los Angeles is next. Hey, Marty. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi, Leo. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Let me turn the radio off there. I am interested in something that's a little hard to pronounce, obfuscation. So I let you describe
it. I got a better word for you. You want another one?
Yes.
Steganography.
Steganography. Oh, wow. We're getting out there now.
So obfuscation is, I mean, it's a normal English word that means to hide something. And in the case of technology, it means to, for instance, if you write something in JavaScript, which is normally visible to anybody visiting your page, you can obfuscate the code so that it is less easy to read.
Right. And that's what I'm interested in doing. So developing Android apps, you send that, you post your app out there and somebody can reverse engineer it or decompile it. And I'm just interested in your review.
Is there something magical that you're going to be doing in this app that once that people are going to say, like the secret recipe to Coca-Cola is embedded in it? I've got to figure this out.
I wasn't going to disclose that yet.
But. So there's a few things you can do. There's nothing you can do to keep somebody from disassembling.
Yeah, it's nothing magic. It's just protecting me from the 1% that wants to decompile it, right?
Yeah, you can always disassemble code. The way Java works, which is the system used on Android, it doesn't compile to the CPU. It compiles to a intermediate code,
APXs.
Yeah, which is then run
APKs,
which is that. But yeah, the APK contains bytecode. What is what they call
right.
it? Bytecode's not too hard to read. I don't know. You know, in the old days, the way you'd obfuscate code is by you can't really control what the compiler is going to do with the code, but by making sure, for instance, there's no the symbol tables don't go along with the code, so people can't get variable names. That's kind of a giveaway of the variable names. I don't know what you do with Java. I don't know if you can do that.
I'm just using the
Android Studio probably.
I'm not doing anything magical. I'm just putting together some apps that I'd like to protect more. You can go up to $25K a year for some products, and then you can find something for free, and then they all claim to obfuscate. So
right.
I'd like to know what's...
Well...
Shield 4J is one.
That's interesting. Okay, so it probably runs it through some... It can't obfuscate it so much that the computer can't use it, right?
Yeah, on the
still,
same page.
Still has to be runnable code. So if somebody wants to really figure out what you're doing... They just wait until the obfuscation is deobfuscated so that the phone can run it.
Uh-huh.
And they capture the memory, and now they have it unobfuscated. Don't use obfuscation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yeah, I think that that's a false sense of security. Nobody's going to decompile your code. Really? Are you doing something so magical that somebody's going to say, oh, I've got to figure out how he did that?
Yeah. Well,
no, you're not. That's a lot. Believe me, it's a skill. Hackers use decompiling or disassembling to kind of figure out if there's security flaws in code. That's a valuable little tool. But it's rare that somebody takes a program, reverse engineering it doesn't even need the code, right? You just figure out how it works and then write it yourself. It's not, unless you're writing something that's magical.
Right. No, nothing magical. Just
I wouldn't worry about it.
Another level of
yeah, don't spend money on obfuscation.
Huh. Somebody's making $25K a year on it, so don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I mean, somebody, Trex is in the chat room saying the way obfuscators do it is to make variable names and function names unidentifiable. You can do that yourself.
Okay, right.
Just don't use function names and variable names that make sense. Now, that's going to make it hard for you to read as well. But that's what I was talking about, the so-called symbol table. That's the names assigned to memory addresses. And if you have, I've done some disassembly decompiling. If you're doing it and you have the symbol table, it's a lot easier because you can kind of see what the programmer's intent was.
Right.
If all you get back from your disassembly is jump to C39472, a little harder to figure out what's going on. So, but if you just use, it's an interesting question, actually. I've never thought about this. If you just use non-obvious names for your variables and functions. You know, at Microsoft they have, I don't know if they still use it, Charles Simonyi, who was a very famous programmer, actually came up with a naming convention. I think most big companies probably use a naming convention so that you can look at a function name or a variable name and kind of know what it does. Apple does this. Microsoft used to do it with the, I don't know what they're doing now. I'm sure they do, though, because in a company, a variety of people need to look at code, and there's code review and all of that. Is it just you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Use your kids' names. Call Judy. make up something.
Sure.
That's all. I don't think that you, and I think you worry about something that's not going to be a big issue. But I wish you luck. I think it's exciting to write your own. Are these your first apps?
First I would probably compile. I've got a big software background in embedded software.
And okay.
So I understand certain needs in certain levels of security, but yeah, this isn't at that level.
If you're writing ATM code, you probably would prefer people don't figure out how things are done.
Right.
But I think on an app, and as I said, at some point it has to be unobfuscated in some form in order for the computer to run it.
Right, you hold the unobfuscated code. That's
yeah, it. Yeah, and then
finally gets
all the computer gets is numbers. That's all the computer wants anyway. It doesn't care.
The assembly code.
Yeah, it doesn't care your silly human function name is. Just give me a number. Where do I jump?
Right. Yeah. Hey, I appreciate the.
Yeah, I mean you probably should go to, Stack Exchange or somewhere where there's actual real working coders, and ask them, what do you think? Leo Laporte, the tech guy, I think it's silly.